Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Would it help if I turn up the volume? And aloha, welcome back to hour number three of our show today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Manuel is now in the control room, twiddling the dials, answering the phone calls. And we have a caller on the line already, Scott in Phoenix. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I've been listening to you for a long time. I love your show. I'll tell you what concerns me is what's going on in Syria right now. And I'm wondering why Russia isn't taking a stronger stance in Syria, why they're not dropping in troops to stop the so-called rebels, why they deployed their air force, why they watch Turkey and Hillary ramp up the war rhetoric.
Well, because Russia understands that escalating the conflict is what the United States wants. Putin has gone out of his way to play diplomat and try and convince everybody that this is something that you don't want to do. But Putin understands the instant they start putting troops into Syria, the world war is going to be on for real. It will spread to Iran, and it will wind up with nuclear weapons flying back and forth because the United States cannot fight and win a conventional third world war. We've run out of men, manufacturing, and money. And as you can see from this situation here at Fort Bragg, our present military force is demoralized to the point where we're already back into this whole fragging situation that we saw in Vietnam that is no longer part of the official Vietnamese history, according to Barack Obama. And so if this Putin understands, if he allows the U.S. and Israel to escalate this war any further, it's going to end with nuclear weapons. That's kind of where Putin is right now. So he's trying to find a way to simply get the rest of the world to stand back and say, this has gone on far enough. You are courting disaster. You maniacs are going to blow up planet Earth because you can't think of anything better to do, and you don't want to admit that you screwed up the planet, screwed up the government, screwed up the economies, and you don't have the gonadal tissue to resign gracefully and let the human population start all over.
What do you think the tipping point would be for Russia to actually step in militarily? What is going to have to happen for them to stop with the, you know, the trying to stop the war?
I hate to say this for the Syrian people listening to this show, but first of all, from that commando raid that apparently did not succeed earlier in the week, the U.S. is planning a decapitation strike against Assad himself. I don't think Putin will commit troops and military hardware into Syria to protect Assad, because I'll be blunt, I wouldn't do it. But I think what's going to happen is when the decapitation strike happens, Putin will start moving his troops and military resources into Iran, because that's going to be the final line there where Russia is going to make their stand. And I after seeing that meeting between Putin and Obama and the body language afterward, it's obvious that, you know, Obama looked like a man who didn't get what he wanted, and Putin looked like a man who was just thinking about how many millions of people this next war is going to cost. Remember, Russia lost the most of any nation in World War II, and that is still a vivid memory for present-day Russians. And so for a leader of Russia to be considering having to go into a new world war, you know, he's thinking about all the graveyards and all the dead bodies and all the misery and suffering that is going to be brought down on his people. But on the other hand, at some point, if Israel is allowed to simply conquer the entire world through the United States of America, there's going to be even more misery and suffering. It's a question of, does Putin want to have the battles taking place in Iran or 3 miles from Moscow again?
Right.
All right, we got to take a break. Be back after.
Thank you for your time.
You got it. Have a good one.
Yeah. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we get on to more news stories, we have a caller on the line, Bob in West Virginia. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I was talking about the solar panels on everybody's roof. You imagine if everybody had solar panels on their roof? We could be energy independent.
I think we definitely could. Of course, you need to understand that Wall Street's riches are always built on a illusion of scarcity and the centralization of what you need to live so that they can sit astride that flow and make a lot of money off of it. If everybody had their own water well, there wouldn't be a need for a big water processing plant and nobody would be paying water bills. If everybody had home electrical generation, then there wouldn't be a need for these big power plants or nuclear power plants or oil-fired power plants, and you wouldn't be able to make money off of electric bills. And so the whole model of our society driven by the money junkies is to build big, giant water, sewage, power plants and force everybody to hook up to them so that they become dependent because it's just a single source. There's the illusion of scarcity, and the prices can go up and up and up and up. I think we need to go the other direction. There's been too much globalization, too much centralization. You know, if you think about it from a purely security point of view, if you have a single power station running the entire city, then yeah, it's a target for terrorism or enemy attack. But if every neighborhood has their own small power supply, or if every home has their own power supply, there's nothing a terrorist can do to terrorize the people relative to that system. And so this idea of centralization as a means of generating vast amounts of profit from the labor of ordinary people, it's creating the very sorts of targets that make a nation vulnerable to military or terror attack. It's a bad way to go, but it's all driven by profit motive.
Well, I priced up what it would cost to put solar panels on my house, and what it would cost, it was going to take me like 87 years before they'd pay for themselves. If we could have some government subsidy to put these solar panels on everybody's houses.
We don't need a government subsidy. What we need is for the government to have taken a tiny portion of that money they just spent to keep the Wall Street money junkies out of jail and put it into some pure research. We need a civilian technology incubator like we had back in the 1960s with the race to the moon that is going to come up with efficient solar cells, new materials, new more efficient ways of storing the power.
Right.
And that will lead to new products and new industries and new jobs for everybody. But as long as our government is borrowing itself to the hilt to buy bombs and weapons to give to Israel and to shower all over the children of the rest of the world, our nation is going to stagnate and decay and decline. We can't catch up with all those other countries that are making the products America used to make. We could spend a century trying to play catch-up and never get there because those other governments aren't going to be as stupid with manufacturing as the U.S. government was. So we need to leapfrog ahead. We need whole new technologies for whole new products, whole new industries, whether it's photonics, alternative power, all that stuff. And it's all reachable and out there. But somebody's got to have the political will to make that investment instead of spending of our nation's wealth and the future of our children to keep the Wall Street money junkies from having to go to prison. We should have done what Iceland did. And we didn't. And our government has failed the people in siding with the Wall Street money junkies, which, of course, again, this is why we're a fascist economic state. Government and corporations are allied together against the general population.
To a common grid, and the technology already exists to implement this stuff. But it's like
if we all had solar cells on the house, we don't even need a grid. There's no reason to have a grid. Do you know why there was originally a power grid with long line transmissions? Because when television first came along, the vertical trace on your TV was synchronized with your household power. That's why TVs are basically 60 fields per second, because they were using the household AC to synchronize it all. Well, they stopped using that system, you know, decades ago, and they went with synchronization pulse embedded within the TV signal itself. And so this idea that the entire city or the entire state has to be running on synchronized 60 hertz power is nonsense. We could all have our own home electricity systems. We don't have to worry about losses over long transmission lines. And there wouldn't need to be any kind of a large grid. There might be some cross-sharing within neighborhoods to deal with local power failures, you know, as an individual house goes down. But you're not going to see an entire city get blacked out. So therefore, there's no need for any kind of a large interstate grid. It's just a way of having the control of the commodity in the hands of the few money junkies, whereupon they're going to do to the American people what Enron did to California.
Well, Europe uses a different hertz.
Yeah, they use 50.
Yeah. Well,
and
I was thinking...
And that's why the PAL TV system is a 50 field per second system. They have more horizontal scan lines but fewer fields per second, because they also started out with the TV signals being synchronized to the AC. But again, they don't do that anymore. The synchronization is now embedded within the TV broadcast itself.
Well, the power companies could be used for storing the excess electricity and giving it back to us on demand during darkness. And husband fossil fuels for when we actually need that.
Well, I don't think we need to have off-site storage of our electricity any more than I think we should have off-site storage for our data. It's just another way of creating a utility that charges us money for something we could be doing for ourselves. That's why I don't want to get involved with the cloud. I don't want other people taking care of my data. I'll take care of it myself. Thank you very much. And that way I'm not paying a monthly fee for the cloud to be holding my MP3 collection. And the cloud does tend to lose a lot of data, by the way. Anything else, Bob? We've got some other callers on the line.
Okay, I'll let you go, buddy. Hey, keep up the good work, buddy. I'm just wanting to let you know I'm out there.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. Glad to know that you're out there. And, you know, spread the word with your friends about our show and what we're trying to do. We're going to switch over to Russ in Arizona.
Roger.
Aloha, Russ. Russ, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Michael. Another great show, as per usual.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, now listen, I have a couple questions. I'm a former Vietnam era Air Force pilot. I'm kind of interested in this aspects of, you know, we've been talking about the potential attack on Iran for the last few years by Israel and slash the United States. What do you know, if anything, about the Iranian air defense capabilities?
Well, I'm not an expert on Iran's air defense capabilities. I know that Russia supplies a lot of radar and missiles to them. I know that the U.S. airplanes this generation and even the drones have got so many system problems. They're not reliable weapons platforms. You probably already heard about the F-22 Raptor is asphyxiating its pilots. They can't solve that one. The F-35, if it flies in the rain, the electronics start to fail, and they can't land it on the carrier because they put the arrestor hook in the wrong location. It's a really stupid things like that. And I was rather surprised to find out our cruise missiles are using a variant of the Windows operating system. And so we've got these very expensive weapons which might not be all that effective. We know that stealth can now be overcome. Because stealth operates on certain assumptions of how you're penetrating the enemy's air defense corridor. And now with an offset transmitter receiver radar system, you can pick these things right out of the air because they're only designed to defeat a radar system that is coming from one direction and expects to go back to exactly the same direction. So that's all been completely defeated. In the event of an air war, I would assume, And that might make an ass out of myself, that U.S. air power is going to control the skies over Iran, but it depends on just how much Russia wants to come in on an Iranian war, because we know the newest generations of the Russian combat aircraft are amazing pieces of hardware. And because Russia doesn't come from a background of planned obsolescence and maximum corporate profitability, every dollar spent on the Russian warplanes is in the warplane itself. It's not just in some bonus plan for all the different contractors who send in stuff to assemble into that thing. And I've seen some of the newer Russian warplanes at air shows, and they're just amazing.
Oh, yeah, they're awesome. Yeah.
They are.
Some of those, that Soyuz 27 is unbelievable. But you know, has Iran just been sitting there not doing anything to, you know, to protect themselves against this potential?
Oh, I doubt they're doing nothing. I mean, we've already started moving their fuel processing underground. That, of course, is what upset everybody, you know, because Israel wants everybody's infrastructure to be out there where it can be bombed conveniently on demand. And I would expect Iran understands what's coming. They saw what happened to Iraq, and they're making all the preparations that they can. But they're obviously not going to advertise that because the idea is to not let the United States and Israel know just what those preparations are. We know that Iran has talked about basically a policy of deterring an air attack by threatening the Straits of Hormuz, which is a key choke point that Iran would basically be in a position to cut off with shore-based weapons. I believe they've got Chinese Silkworm missiles. My understanding is they can evade the phalanx system, which means U.S. ships are going to get hit and killed with these things.
Yeah, right. It's an awesome. It's almost Mach 2.5 or something that skims over the water.
Yeah, and they're able to basically whip back the new one. The Silkworm 2 is able to whip back and forth. It's like the Russian ballistic warheads for their nuclear missiles. They can actually maneuver now. And that, all of our missile defense system is based on intercepting a ballistic track. It's already obsolete. We got to take a break for commercials. Russ, thanks a lot for the call. We'll be right back.
answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Wall Street Wizards on the lam from a mental institution. Claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab another phone call. Bill in Texas. Bill, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple of things, but since the guy was just talking about solar, I'll bring up a couple of points real quick, and if I got time, I'll get to the other point. Okay. When you're converting to solar, you basically have to get rid of all your old appliances and get appliances that are designed for efficiency. And pretty much solar, you'd things that you can't do is have electric hot water or electric clothes dryer, because they're just killers. But if you start from scratch, it's nowhere near the cost he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And well, Home Power Magazine is one of the better magazines, but they have charts where they have payoff in 7 to 9 years if you do it from scratch, starting with using appliances designed to be high efficient. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Here's my concern. First of all, you know, obviously we're all getting the most efficient appliances we can, even if we're on 110-volt, 60-cycle AC. If you get solar powers, you know, we presume you're going to get an inverter in order to be able to use your household as it currently is, TVs, computers, whatever. We're all trying to use wise use of power. There needs to be some kind of an accumulator that you're charging so that when you have a high surge, high demand situation, you know, the power is going to be there. In fact, there's a new form of hybrid car that I think is really quite nice. I saw one on Top Gear the other day, and it has a gasoline-powered generator on board, and it has a battery, and it has an electric motor. And the battery is a high-surge battery. So most of the time when you're driving carefully, it's, you know, very, very efficient. But when you need to step on that accelerator pedal, you know, the battery will just dump everything into the motor, and that car will really take off. It performs like a high-performance gasoline-powered car. And if you set up your home the same way, I think you can do it. There is a lot of room to grow for this technology, a lot of room to push for more efficiency. And I really think it's out there. It's just because of political pressure from the oil and gas companies and from the nuclear industry and their lobbyists. The government is not going to subsidize any of this thing. They're going to basically try and finance startups in alternative energy that are intended to fail. To tell the public, oh, gee, it would be a nice idea, but it's just not there now, which is why we see Solyndra and Abound and all these solar companies that were given hundreds of millions of dollars in loan guarantees, and they fold up almost immediately. And, of course, that is something that the U.S. government wants, because then they can say, see, it can't work yet, so you're going to have to go on being slaves to the oil and gas company for just a little while longer. A lot of times, research is funded intending to produce a failure. There was a situation several years back where IBM was responding to pressure regarding that silicon had been pushed about as far as it could go, and it was time to start moving into photonics. And so they funded a research project for somebody to see if they could come up with just a very simple optically based computer. All it had to do was add two binary numbers, just as a proof of concept. And they funded this guy, and IBM memos later showed they wanted this guy to fall flat on its face so they could simply abandon the push for photonics and say, we're going to stick with silicon because we've already invested in that, and we want to just go on selling that to the consumer. But this scientist fooled him, and he came up with a very simple, brilliant design that met the requirement. But IBM is still, they're still pushing silicon. And we know silicon is wasteful in terms of heat and power. Photonics would be much more efficient. But while the market might want it, the fact is that the already established power and technology providers are not interested in moving society forward. In fact, if you look throughout history, you will find that political power systems, religious power systems, and financial power systems inevitably want to preserve the status quo, to lock things exactly the way they are, because that is what works and provides wealth and power and position to them. And they're very much resistant to change of any sort. I mean, we're running into that over this whole debate about the Big Bang. There's so much evidence against it, and yet everybody has built their academic career on the Big Bang, and this funding is based on the Big Bang. Nobody wants to challenge it, just like we saw with global warming, and the Earth is going into a cooling, and they're still out there screaming, no, it's warming, because they don't want to deal with a changing world. They love things just the way they are. As long as they go on backing up Al Gore, the grants will come in year after year after year after year. So there are great strides to be made in solar power and home power and decentralization, but as long as it's left up to the money junkies, we're going to be sold whatever makes the money junkies the most money. And as we look at redefining our societal values in the wake of the coming crash, yeah, it's nice to make money. And yeah, it's nice if everybody was rich. But there have to be a balance with other considerations within our society. Because in our present situation, too many people are becoming rich by intentionally making everybody else around them poor. And that is unhealthy. That is a recipe for the downfall of civilization. We got to take a break for commercials. Thanks a lot for the... Oh, wait a minute. Bill, you had one more thing to talk about. So stick with me through the commercial break. I'm going to bring you back after these words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
Interesting. I'm watching on the corporate media, and even they are asking if Justice Roberts was persuaded or coerced into changing his vote on Obamacare. And if they're starting to hem and haw about it, it means something's about to break that will confirm that that is exactly what happened here. All right, getting back to Bill, what else? You had one other topic you wanted to get to.
Listen to a rebroadcast. Bill? I don't know how old this is. I'm here.
Yes.
You hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What's on your mind?
Okay, anyway, you had it was a rebroadcast. I don't know how old this was, but you were talking about Mad Cow. And I heard a story that's talking about how they wouldn't let this one cattle rancher test all of his cows because he had a customer in Japan. This was like 2 years ago. Yes. And when I first heard the story, I didn't believe it. And I looked on the net, which mine's pretty slow out in the country. I didn't find anything. And then I heard the actual interview with the rancher himself. And I think it was Black Angus, and they were, raised out in the field. They weren't penned up and fed, GMO corn, and he said he didn't use a lot of the antibiotics and stuff. And he had a customer in Japan that would buy every pound of beef he could ship them, but every cow had to be tested for mad cow. And when he tried to do that, he was told he would be arrested. And it's like I say, it's been a couple of years. I don't know if that was the agriculture department, But he was told he is not allowed to test every cow for mad cow disease.
Well,
and
you
they
know,
would not allow that.
Yeah, they don't want the results to come in. It's like where the USDA, I'm sorry, Department of Agriculture went up to Alaska right after the Fukushima situation and said, we're not going to test the seafood. And Canada's actually defunded and shut down their agency for testing ocean seafood for possible contamination. They don't want the information because it's going to harm business, going to harm profits, it's going to hurt the money junkies. And it is. Now, I understand, my understanding of the situation in California leading up to this latest disaster is they came up with a rule that only one out of every 100 cows had to be tested for mad cow. And that meant all of the small family farms that had fewer than 100 head of cattle were exempt from testing. And what made this such a bogus situation is the cow that was finally detected and determined as having mad cow disease was clearly sick, showing full symptoms. And when it fell over and died, it should have gone for testing then, but it was on its way to simply being disposed of when somebody said, we got to take samples and check this. And now they're finding out, yes, there's another mad cow outbreak in California, but the Cattle Beef Association, the government, they don't want it to come out that there's a problem because that impacts sales and that impacts tax revenues. And the ugly, ugly reality of life under a fascist government is they will gladly sell you poisonous, toxic products as long as they can keep on making money. I'll give you a good example of that. You've all been hearing about how there's this caramel coloring that is used in the brown soft drinks here in the United States of America. It has been confirmed it is a carcinogen. If you drink enough of it, you will get cancer. And so California is saying that we need to have labels. If you're going to have this chemical in your soft drinks, we want a label on there warning will cause cancer. And, of course, the soda makers are saying, are you kidding? We'll plummet. And, of course, my idea is, how about get rid of this chemical and put real caramel in there if you want the color? Oh, but that'll cost too much. It'll put us out of business. Well, apparently there's been a negotiated deal where the soda companies are going to reduce the amount of this chemical in their brown soft drinks in exchange for not having to label them as cancerous, which doesn't mean that they aren't. It's just they made a deal because that's how these things work in the United States. But these soda companies are still selling soda to other countries with this cancer-causing chemical in it because the brown color is something that consumers look for, and this chemical that causes cancer is much less costly to produce than like a true caramel. And that's just how sick this whole money junkie-driven business has become. And yeah, we know there are problems with genetically modified crops. We know there's mad cow. We know there's radioactivity pouring into our oceans. There's oil and corrosion in the Gulf of Mexico. But the attitude of the government is if we don't tell you it's there, then you will happily go back to the supermarket and buy the products that our campaign donors are selling you.
Well, you're talking about the fish in the Gulf. I heard that a lot of that's being bought up and then fed to the military bases.
Yeah, they figure they're going to get shot and killed anyway, so they won't live long enough to show any symptoms.
Well, keep up the good work, and I got to run.
All right, well, thank you very much. Don't run too fast and trip and fall down because we need every listener we can get. We're going to switch over to Rich in California. Aloha, Rich. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. There's a couple of things. One is there's more generating power systems out there than the cat's got kittens. Siemens finished a plastic solar cell system that was made on a 1 meter wide piece of plastic roll up. As soon as they
yes.
finished it, the government stomped them. There's a friend of mine works for a place called Micro Turbines in the Valley, and they make these four home generators. There's only one thing. They're not allowed to be sold in the U.S. They sell over 100 of them a day.
But I would very much like that guy's information. I'm not surprised to hear this. I'd actually heard of some very efficient thin film solar panels. I mean, they're using them on NASA spacecraft. One of the big Japanese companies, I forget which one it is, they actually make a plutonium decay power generator for a single home, and they're ideal for people who are living way out away from cities. I think they use them for research stations in Antarctica and places like that. It's not a reactor in the sense of boiling water and driving a steam turbine. It's simply a decaying piece of plutonium, and the heat is converted through thermocouple to electric current. So it's very reliable. It's basically the same system we had on the Viking landers on Mars back in 1976. And it is ultra, ultra reliable, durable, lasts for as long as the half-life of the plutonium itself. And they are available for sale from this Japanese company. Obviously, you cannot buy them here in the United States of America, because by golly, you will go on pouring your money into the oil and gas companies, because they've got bigger lobbyists than anybody else. But what you were telling me about the solar cell, I had heard that there was a high-efficiency solar panel on a flexible plastic substrate, and I was kind of wondering what happened to it. But we know the government crushes down things that are going to compete with the established order. If you've never seen the movie Tucker, A Man in His Dream, it's Jeff Bridges, it's Martin Landau, and it's the story of a car called the Tucker Torpedo, which pioneered a lot of the stuff that we take for granted today. They were the first production car issued with seat belts, with safety glass windows, with a roof designed to survive a rollover. All kinds of things we assume are normal practice didn't exist back then until Tucker did it. And he was driven out of business by the big three automakers and their lackeys in Washington, D.C. Just like light bulbs that last more than 1,000 hours are not allowed to be sold in the United States of America. It's not the business model. The business model of the United States of America is you will work your life away just to stay exactly where you are. And now, of course, the government's going to come in and say, we're going to tell you what you're going to spend your money on. You will buy this. You will not buy that. You know, you will buy mandatory for-profit life insurance. You won't buy marijuana. You will buy, you know, this new electronic device. You will not buy things that you want for your own self, because that's not the way America works any longer. The government owns all the money. The bankers own all the money. Therefore, we have the right to tell you what you will spend your money on. That's the new reality in the United States of America.
But the question I have is the technologies around the world, other countries and everything, they're even blocking it from coming into the U.S.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we now see these little robotic vacuum cleaners like the Roomba, and there's another one. It's like, I think it's called the Acorn or something like that, or the Atom. They've been in Japan for like 20 years, and they were not allowed into the United States of America. I remember when I was working down in Australia, and this was like the early 90s, and I was seeing smartphones down there with the keyboards and everything. Nokia had them down there. And I came back to the United States and said, how come we don't have these here? Oh, they're not allowed. They're not allowed. We're still amortizing our older technology, and you will go on buying that until the money junkies have decided it's in their best interest to sell the smartphones. We are so far behind the rest of the world. Over in Japan, homelands are now at the terabit delivery speeds. We don't have that in the United States of America. It's not allowed here yet because too many companies are still making money off the old technology, and they don't want to upgrade until there's absolutely no choice. Look how long it took for high-def TV to come to the United States of America. Japan had it. Europe had it. We were still looking at NTSC, which stands for Never Twice the Same Color.
Yeah. All right, Mike. I'll get off. Thank you very much. Aloha.
All right, thanks. Aloha, Nui Nui Nui. Thanks an awful lot here. I'm going to push some of this stuff onto the Monday Talking Point list because there's a couple of things I wanted to get to before the end of the day. There is something like 200,000 people lining the streets of Tokyo around the Prime Minister's residence regarding the restart of Japan's nuclear reactors this weekend. They do not want it to happen. We are hearing more and more that the reason for the rush job to dismantle reactor number 4 was that between the typhoon and a recent moderate quake that was very close to Fukushima, the supports under the fuel rod cooling pool began to buckle. And that's why there's this big rush to get in there and tear it apart and just deal with the radioactivity now. It's a very, very dangerous situation. And again, they've been lying to us all along about what is going on. Now, last night, and actually, again, they're running again today. National Geographic is running this show about alien invasion. And it's put together as kind of a pseudo-documentary of what we would all do. And they've been running it over, they're stripping it over and over and over again. They're pushing this threat of an alien invasion. And the subtext in it, in the middle of the thing, is, yes, This will unite all of the countries on Earth in a single unified government to deal with this extraterrestrial threat. Now, this is a plot line lifted out of the old Outer Limits TV show. There was an episode called The Architects of Fear, where a bunch of scientists got together and they took a volunteer who, if I recall correctly, was played by Robert Culp. And they used all sorts of chemicals and drugs and surgery to turn him into a convincing alien life form. And they built a spaceship for him that had infrared lighting because that's what his new modified eyes were seeing in. And the idea was they were going to put it on a rocket, hoist it up into orbit, let it come on down, land in Washington, D.C., and he was basically going to say, I am here, I'm the vanguard of an invading nation, watch out. And that would motivate all of the nations of the world to come together and say, we're going to put aside our little differences, okay, and yes, you can have vanilla ice cream and we'll have pistachio. We don't need to go to war over that whole situation. And so it was a science fiction episode. And we know that not too long ago, the Central Intelligence Agency was actually playing with the idea of faking some kind of an alien threat as a way of motivating humankind towards the one world government that is the agenda of the United Nations here. So I was watching this National Geographic show, and the effects, the CGI effects, were pretty high school, to be very honest about it. But they're basically doing this, oh, this horrible threat, we could never stand. The only way we'll defeat them is to unite together and get our endless supply of F-18 Hornets to go in and do all sorts of terrible things to them. And they had all these experts, and they're saying, why are the aliens coming here? Well, they're harvesting protein, and they're harvesting chlorophyll, and they're harvesting all these other things. So forth and so on. And I wanted to inject a word of caution here, okay, because even if there is an alien civilization that has succeeded in getting around the barrier of light speed, if you actually know relativity and its mathematics, the cost of doing that in terms of the energy needed is gargantuan. You're basically, the whole idea, this theoretical foundation for warp drive is you're creating a mini black hole whose gravity field is so intense that it will allow you to bend space so that you can basically evade the speed of light. There's only one problem with creating a miniature black hole, and it's called the tides. Now, here on Earth, because of the moon, we have tides, which means water that is closest to the moon is pulled and bulged up. And the water on the opposite side is sort of being left behind as the Earth gets tugged toward the moon. And that's why there are two tides in a 24-hour period. And so if you have a little tiny black hole, the difference in gravity between the front of your ship and the back of your ship is going to be enormous. And even if your ship can sustain the strain, that gravity is going to be inside your ship, basically taking every carbon-based life form and smearing it all around the walls. Everything's going to be twisted and torqued and torn apart. You know, all they'll find is the remnant of your toolkit floating in orbit around this whole thing. So the entire mission, all that's left of it, is one star-mangled spanner. Pause for laughter. But the reality is, it's so expensive. Why would they come here? What do we have here on Earth that an alien civilization would find to be of interest? When you're driving down the highway, do you stop at every little anthill you pass and say, ooh, look, ants? The reality is that we find life comfortable on Earth because we evolved here. And life from another world is going to be comfortable on that world because they evolved there. And because of that, their biochemistry is going to be so different from us. Look at how many deadly toxic life forms there are here on Earth. If you go down and you bite on the wrong shellfish or the wrong jellyfish, you will curl up and die. The same thing is going to happen for aliens coming here. They're not coming here to cook us all up and serve us as an exotic meal in some nightclub back on their planet. They're probably not interested in our chlorophyll because it's completely incompatible with their world. They might be from a world with methane seas instead of water. Understand Stephen Hawking saying, we shouldn't announce our presence out there to the universe because somebody might show up with hostile intent. I am honestly of the opinion that an alien spaceship orbiting above our world, looking down through their very advanced sensors, are going to look down and say, not really worth the trouble. Let's just keep on going. There's really, outside of academic curiosity, which can be answered with long-range scanners and sensors, I don't think an alien civilization is going to come down here and start shooting. Some hired actors in rubber suits working for the CIA might come down here and start flashing laser beams around to scare us into the one world government. But a real alien civilization, if they're really that intelligent, they're not going to stop here. There's nothing here for them. And I just wanted to put that out here just in case the CIA is still seriously thinking of trying to do this. We're not the people that we were back when George Orwell's, Orson Welles' Mercury Theater of the Air scared the entire country with the invasion of Mars. We're not those people. We are far more sophisticated in terms of science, despite the de-emphasis of scientific education in the schools. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with the last segment of our show after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our Friday show. And then we're into the weekend and all this other stuff. And I got some software that I got to do right after I finish up here. RIMPAC, the Pacific Rim Military Exercise, is kicking off right now. It's going to go through July into August 3rd. And so we've got all these warships and aircraft from all around the Pacific Rim. And they're here in Hawaii chasing the hula girls around. And Pearl Harbor is already filled up. I posted a panorama picture. I took it yesterday. It isn't cleaned up. You can see the edges of the panels that went together, but I figured I'd get it up there because it's a very impressive view. And so you might want to take a look at that. But it's going to be noisy. We've been hearing the heavy metal coming in and out for the last couple of days. And I actually forgot this year was RIMPAC, and I was starting to wonder if we were already going to war with China. But thank goodness, at least for the moment, it is only a training exercise. Although, you know, obviously, if the U.S. is trying to get a war with China going, Pearl Harbor 2, the Redux. Now, a couple of real quick stories here before the end of the day. Apparently, Monsignor William J. Lynn of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia has gotten himself convicted of child endangerment. Now, he himself has not personally accosted or abused any children. Okay? But because he was instrumental in protecting and hiding and moving around priests who were molesting children, it was decided by the courts that he was endangering children by not allowing law enforcement to come in and arrest these child molesters. And so they've actually got him, they convicted him of child endangerment. And that's a first step. That's definitely a first step. Now, I wanted to couple that story with this other one. Down in Argentina, there's a bishop who was caught on video cavorting with a woman on a beach. And, you know, they had photographs of showing this Bishop Fernando Bergallo frolicking and cuddling up to a blonde bikini-clad woman in a luxury resort. And he's had to resign. The Pope accepted this guy's resignation. So I'm kind of a little weirded out here. You have this bishop who's sort of doing things the way you normally do. Adult man, adult woman, doing what adult men and adult women do. And they make him resign. And yet you have these other priests who are going after the choir boys, and the church does everything they can to protect them? Seems kind of a little weird situation, but I've forgotten the two commandments of Pope Benny the Rat. Commandment number one, your sex life is my business. Commandment number two, our sex life is none of your business. So those are the two commandments coming out of Pope Benny the Rat there. Meanwhile, down in Texas, to show our further slide into the dark ages, Texas Republican is calling for abstinence-only sex education. That has never, ever, ever worked. But he's out there saying, this is what the Bible says we've got to do and everything. But it's like Ron White said, you can't fix stupid. All right, that's it for our sharing the music. We got to get out of here and get some other work done. So until Monday, stay safe, stay well. Oppose the wars, oppose the money junkies. Please support Republic Broadcasting any and every way that you can. We'll be back Monday. Aloha, America.